top stories today. A man has faced court accused of plotting a terror attack in central Melbourne in the coming days. 26-year-old Abdullah Charani is one of five men who were arrested overnight during raids in the city's west and north. Police say the group planned to detonate explosives at high-profile landmarks, including Federation Square and Flinders Street Station. Former One Nation Senator Rod Cullerton has been declared bankrupt by the federal court. By law, a senator who is declared bankrupt is disqualified from serving in the parliament. The 52-year-old says he will consider his position but has vowed to fight to the end. Senator Cullerton has 21 days to appeal the federal court decision. Perth man Bradley Robert Edwards has been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with the murder of two women. The 48-year-old has been accused of killing Jane Rimmer and Kiara Glennon in the 1990s. Their disappearance is part of Australia's longest-running and most expensive police investigation. And US President-elect Donald Trump says the nation must greatly strengthen its nuclear capabilities. The US is believed to have more than 7,000 nuclear weapons. That number has fallen since the 1980s. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin called for his country to boost its own nuclear arsenal.